And so mankind's world is caving in as we get nearer and nearer to the end. You know, people talk about climate change and, you know, what's going to happen to our nation, what's going to happen to the world. We need to look after the world for the next generation. You know, they do talk a lot of nonsense, because the problems that are going to happen to the future generations is the judgment of God. That's the problem. And climate change may be just part of that judgment of God. And people say, well, you have to fly less in airplanes to avoid that. Or you have to, you know, use less paper or cut down fewer trees. I mean, it's laughable. You know what they need to do? Repent. Turn from their sins. They talk about their, you know, their carbon footprint. What about the sin footprint? Where they've been treading in the sinfulness of their ways. That's what's bringing the devastation on the earth. That's what's bringing the judgments. That's what's bringing the climate change that's perhaps depicted to some extent in these visions. The problem's men's sin. Not because they fly too much in airplanes. Mankind's world is caving in as we get nearer to the end. And so this vision must call men to seek the water of life, to leave the fountains of uncleanness, and to seek the water of life, the fount of life, to come to Christ, the day star, the light of the world, who brings to us the water of life, whose water of life is sweet, whose grace is sweet. It's sin that's bitter, and it's sinfulness that is bitterness, and it's the judgment of God that is bitter. But if men will repent and believe, it will be changed to the sweetness of grace and the everlasting waters of God's salvation. But those who reject him, the waters of death await them.